to take a little bit of a departure from our regular news format here this morning. Last night, Governor Kelly issued her State of the State address. Last hour, we heard from State Senator Tom Hawke, and he gave us his perspective on Governor Kelly's address. And now we have on the phone State Representative Sydney Carlin. Good morning, Representative Carlin.
Good morning, Dave. It's great to be with you today.
Always. We appreciate you taking some time to visit with us here and our listeners. And, you know, there's a, it seems like it's a different day in Topeka.
It is. Well, I was going to say the sun is shining, but, oh, well, it's not today.
No, not really. But, you know, maybe from your perspective, politically it is.
Politically, the sun is coming out. It's shining, I think. We have leadership that's going to help solve the problems that we've all been dealing with. And that's what's exciting to me.
Tell us some of the thoughts that you had last night when you heard Governor Kelly's State of the State address.
Well, you know, she said when she kind of opened up was she said when we did the bipartisan plan to change the tax code last in 2017, she said, we, you know, we said, what was Kansas worth? And I think that was a really key message to me. What is Kansas worth? It's our state. It's our reputation. It's our future, you know. And I just thought that was a really wonderful question that she brought up. You know, how are we going to decide what's it worth to be a Kansan, and what's it worth to have Kansas be a shining star in the state, our United States?
How was her message received overall last night?
How was it received?
Yes.
You know, I think it was received very well. We have a divided building. We have this, those who won't stand up to applaud and those who will. But I've seen that every year at the State of the State. I've participated in the sitting on my hands part, and it's kind of part of our game. But I thought people were listening, and I thought they were hearing what she was saying. So I thought it was received fairly well. I did not hear what Susan Wagle said with her rebuttal, but I know that she's worked with Laura for 14 years. The two of them know each other. They know how to work together.
Do you think that that relationship between those two will help in some of this, I guess you could almost call it gridlock in the legislature?
I'm not sure if it's going to be helpful. They also know how to stand off against one another. But I do think that they care about Kansas. And yes, I think their longstanding relationship is going to be very helpful. All the relationships that our governor has built in the state are going to be very helpful. I had some things that she said that, you know, we would unite around our values. And when I heard that, she quoted Jerry Brand and Collier's task force as also recommending the expansion of Medicaid, although it didn't happen under Collier, and I'm not certain why, but his task force that he put together recommended it. I know that there's a real problem in the building with those who don't want to expand Medicaid, and it is going to be a problem. But I was very happy to see her bring in, you know, that those comments. And I have another question that I'm anxious to learn more about. Cost of care is up 45% since 2011, and we've cut social workers and staff to deal with these folks. But I know that she's going to have a major overhaul of the children's foster care system, and I'm interested in finding out why we're up 45%. Was it the economy and people couldn't afford to take care of their kids, or what was that, you know? And I'm really, there was another thing I was really happy to hear her say, there will be no more no-bid contracts issued. And we had a lot of those going on, and we stopped Governor Brownback from doing a couple of those things that he just announced without bids, but we didn't get them all stopped. So, you know, to have fairness in business and competition is going to be key as well.
Tell us what the next few days are like for a legislator in Topeka.
We'll be going in at 9:30. We'll get the governor's budget in the joint session with the Ways and Means Committee of the Senate and the Appropriations of the House. And Senator Hawke's on Ways and Means. I'm on Appropriations. So we're going to hear her budget proposal, and we'll start to work on that in our budget committees. I serve on the Ag and Natural Resources Budget Committee, and we'll have Department of Commerce, Department of Agriculture, Department of Environment, which is half of KDHE. We have 14 agencies in my committee. So we'll start to work, dig into those budgets and find out where we can improve those budgets and where we can continue to tighten. Because the money is still, it's good this year, but it isn't good in the next 2 years. So we have to figure out, you know, how to sustain Kansas. So that's what I'll be working on most of the time.
Well, we appreciate you calling in this morning, and we look forward to regular reports from you from the legislature and activities there. I know that we've had kind of a standing opportunity to visit with you on Fridays, and look forward to that continuing, and wishing you good luck with the legislature.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. It's fun to talk with you this morning, and I am excited, and we are going to see progress. Thank you.
Appreciate your service to the community. State Representative Sydney Cartland joining us here this morning on News Radio KMAN. So we're going to take a break, then we'll just come back with our forecast and talk about a couple of other things, including a preview of In Focus in just a couple of moments, Brandon, here on KMAN.